This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Democratic Congressman Jason Crow says he appreciated that President Biden's State of the Union carried a strong message of unity.
Resetting the tone about civility is something that I think is really important. And I got to say, I've been encouraged by what I've seen.
That includes recent meetings between Biden and Republican Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Biden told Republicans that if they could work together in the last Congress, they could do so in this one, too. But that message didn't win over Colorado's Republicans. GOP Congressman Ken Buck tweeted after the speech that the country needs a unifying leader and, quote, Biden showed us he isn't that leader. A new study finds that climate change and pesticides are driving the decline of bumblebees in Colorado. CPR Sam Brash reports.
Natalie Woodland is with the nonprofit Environment Colorado. She says the recent research shows Colorado should ban neonicotinoids, a class of chemicals often added to pest control products.
We are pushing to get neonics out of your typical department store, Home Depot, Ace Hardware, that sort of thing, because they have such a toxic impact on pollinators.
A group is pushing for the plan as state lawmakers look to renew and possibly expand a law protecting pollinators. A state Senate committee will consider the topic next week. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
The Humane Society of Boulder Valley is offering free adoptions for some animals starting Saturday. Adoption fees for any pet that is at least a year old and has been at the society for 2 weeks or more will be waived. Right now in Denver, it's 44 degrees. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.